Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz alongside. We've got the Sweet 16. We've got MLB opening day. We've got tiny little things that shouldn't matter that bug me. I was just looking at some of the MLB scores. And it got me in a bad mood. Not because my Milwaukee Brewers lost today 4-2 to the Yankees. Not because Carlos's Chicago Cubs are up 3-2 right now against the Diamondbacks. Not because of anything other than, you know how if you look at like the Orioles played the Blue Jays today. So BAL versus TOR. Baltimore versus Toronto. The Giants played the Reds. SF versus CIN. San Francisco against Cincinnati. The Athletics played the Mariners. SEA and ATH. So SEA for Seattle. And then ATH is how we're... The thing that bothers me is, one, that looks stupid. But also, two through 100... is that the A's just moved and we just let them move. We just let them move. The owners let them move. We as fans of other teams should have helped the A's out. We just let them move.
Well, that sucks. Hope it doesn't happen here.
Yeah. What if it did, though? Wouldn't you want some help? And then some people are so dumb.
Well, A's fans, they didn't even like their team.
Yeah, they did. They didn't like their owner, who for 20 years put nothing into the team. And so the fans are like, well, I don't want to support this owner. And he's like, checkmate, we're leaving. How you could look at that situation and criticize A's fans. And then you got even worse people. The worst people in this situation are the people that are just like, use it to just crap on Oakland as if they've ever been there.
Oakland doesn't deserve a team. Place is a dump.
Would you watch one TV show one time? Come on. Anyway, on a lighter note, it's time for the Bartometer.
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time for the Bartometer, and thanks to our friend Robert in Annapolis, he wanted us to take a look at new quarterbacks and how they might do. And we're going to do that to an extent. We're going to look at new quarterbacks to new, well, not even new quarterbacks, new starting quarterbacks. Quarterbacks that will be new as the starter for 2025. Which of those quarterbacks are the most likely to succeed? Who is set up for the most success of the quarterbacks that are coming in? It could be free agents. It could be trades. It could be guys that were already there. For this exercise, we are going to assume that Cam Ward is being drafted one by the Tennessee Titans. One thing that I try to preach is to... I think the way we need to look at reporting in sports journalism is we keep looking at it like in 2D... We need to try to look at it in 3D or 4D and try to understand why is it being reported this way, especially when it comes from Adam Schefter, really. That's the most egregious one. Because he's reporting the other day, Cam Ward to the Titans, it's like, it's going to happen. And then the Titans must have been like, can you at least pretend like we might be interested to maybe see if we can get some trade offers? Oh, well, actually, you know, it's just so stupid. And they all do it. I pick on Adam. They all do it. It's just a really... The business has lost its way. If I had one wish for the world, it would be that news media and sports media and information media was not for profit. It would also be that more people would write articles about me instead of looking at me like I'm the black sheep of the business. Oh, we don't even know who you are. The hell you don't. The hell you don't. All right. So, which quarterbacks are set up for the most success with their new teams? Again, we're assuming Cam Ward is going to be a Titan. First of all, dishonorable mention because he's not on the list, Daniel Jones. As bad as some of these predicaments could be for guys, Daniel Jones is not on this list.
Ay, caramba.
I don't think Daniel Jones starts a game, honestly. Anthony Richardson's going to beat him out. Otherwise, Anthony Richardson is the single worst quarterback since, what was his name? Jamarcus Russell. At number 8. Kenny Pickett. Kenny Small Hands Pickett. I'm going to call him that because I saw his hand measurements. Remember, that was the criticism about him. I then used those measurements against my hand. I have small hands. I have very small hands. In fact, I have not met a guy my age or an adult man who, if I put my hand up to theirs, I'm bigger than no man I've ever met. Oh, God. Hand-wise.
Don't!
That's not a drop, right?
It will be.
I just have small hands. Look, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to not tell you about it? I bring it up because I can, like, barely grip a football. So if I can, if Kenny Pickett is the same size hands as me, that's a problem. Also, he's with... No, not also. It's not because he has small hands. So number 8 is Kenny Pickett of quarterbacks and the best fits in the best situations. He's with the Browns. He may get the chance to start. I don't know if they draft a guy or not. This is not a long-term thing. He gets a chance to showcase his skills. The Browns aren't going to be good, and if they are good in any way, shape, or form, it will not be with Kenny Pickett. So he comes in at number 8. At number 7... Which quarterback is set up for the most success with their new team? I'm going to go Mason Rudolph and the Steelers at 7. Mason Rudolph could be the starter week 1. Are you guys, like, tired of the Aaron Rodgers stuff yet? Are you tired of it? Are you tired of, like, is he going to sign? Is he not going to sign? I got a great suggestion for you. Just listen to me. He's not going to sign until the summer, and it will be with Pittsburgh. He's not signing. He's not signing right now. He has no incentive to sign. What is Rodgers' incentive to sign? Well, so you can get in and learn the playbook. That is a decentive. He doesn't want to learn the playbook. He wants to just play the way he plays. In anything Vikings-related and the GMs, it's just... This is back page of the newspaper stuff that is getting in the top of the fold because there's not much else football to discuss. The Vikings are not going with Aaron Rodgers, or you know what? They would have gone with Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers have no leverage. The Vikings at least have a little bit of leverage. I don't think Aaron's holding out for a bigger price. I don't think Aaron magically winds up a Viking. So I do think Aaron at some point becomes a Steeler, but Mason Rudolph, his situation's better than Kenny Pickett's. He's at least in a building he knows, with a coach he knows, with players he knows, and there's the possibility that Aaron Rodgers does not sign. And then Mason Rudolph gets an opportunity. I think you look around the league at some of these backup quarterbacks and you think, let's rank guys and who deserve another opportunity. Mason Rudolph's not on that list, but he's getting one. He's at number 7. At number 6. thinking the best situation for new quarterbacks. Number six is Russell Wilson with the New York Giants. I pleaded with you and New York fans last night that this is a good signing for you. It gives you options where you had none. But for Russ, what are we getting out of this? You get $10.5 million guaranteed. You got the chance to make more. You get to kind of go out on your own terms because you can still play at this age. But this is not a long-term thing. You're not the quarterback of the Giants in 2026. This is a team that needed a quarterback badly enough that they signed you. And you're going to play a little bit, and then we're never going to hear from you again. There's either way, the Giants weren't going to sign a guy that was going to propel them to the playoffs, and Russell Wilson wasn't going to find a team to lead to the playoffs. But he gets to play football, and I think that's what he wants. So, yay. Russell Wilson, Giants. Number five. I will not give up on Justin Fields. I will not do it. I will not do it. I will not do it. I said he was QB1 in that draft with Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones. I believe in the Justin Fields that I saw at Ohio State. I think he's still in there somewhere. Reconnecting with Garrett Wilson, that's not too shabby. And the Jets, I do think that Aaron Glenn eventually gets them to the playoffs. I don't think it's this year, but it could be with Justin Fields. He gets the opportunity to show what he can do without Russell Wilson behind his back this time. He's going to be able to be the starter. They may still draft a guy, and they should. But it won't be a day one guy, probably not even a day two guy. And if it is a day two guy, he's not starting. So Justin Fields gets an opportunity on a team that does have offensive weapons. Oh, Caleb Williams gets weapons in Chicago. Justin Fields never had that. Well, Justin Fields has a few weapons. I'd consider Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson weapons. I would. Justin Fields at number five. Number four. Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks. Sam Darnold coming over from the Minnesota Vikings as a free agent, signed a nice deal. And he'll get the opportunity to start for probably several years if he wants to. Now, the offensive weapons there, they lost DK Metcalf, obviously. They added what is ever left of Cooper Kupp, with all due respect. But I think Sam Darnold's in a situation where still better weapon. Like, if you look at the weapons he had with, and I keep saying weapons for offensive skill players, the guys, I mean, he had like Chosen Anderson was his wide receiver one in New York back in the day. So he finally played with some good talent around him. It's better talent in Seattle than it ever was in New York. And this will be an opportunity to prove himself again. He proved himself last year and then left us doubting. So he's got the opportunity to prove himself again. I don't know that he's in a better situation, though, than he was a year ago. So this is still a good situation, but is it as good as it was a year ago? Probably not. But he comes in at number four. At number three, again, we're assuming Cam Ward gets drafted by the Titans, and so for that reason, he is on this list at number three. And the Titans are not very good. And the Titans are not going to compete anytime soon. But here's why the situation would be good for Cam Ward. Is you're not stepping into anything that you have to acquiesce to. You've got a young coach. You don't got, like, weapons you have to placate. This can be your team. You can put your imprint on this team. And more importantly, we are not going to know for years if you're good or not. We're not going to know. How many Titans games are you going to watch? How many Titans games are you going to watch? You're going to see highlights of Cam Ward play. You might see him scattered amongst that early window in the red zone. They'll be on a Thursday night game. Well, I want to check out this Cam Ward guy. You will not watch a lot of Tennessee Titans football. You will not know if he is good or not. For years. And maybe Callahan gets fired as the coach. Maybe they bring in another coach. Maybe there's a bunch of coaching changes that happen and we're like, oh, we don't know if he's good or not. You know what he is? He is going to follow the same path as Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville. Nobody watched him. Wasn't that good as a rookie. Not for a number one pick. We didn't know. Oh, it's the coach's fault. Oh, then it's Urban Meyer and it's Doug Peterson. And all the while, he gets a $55 million a year contract. So Cam Ward has got like an open canvas. He's got a little bit bigger of a backyard. He can use more imagination. He's got more room to roam. Some of these guys are kind of in a box. Got to do it this way. Got to do it that way. Cam Ward, the world is your oyster. Have at it. Take the time. Learn. Grow. Very low expectations. In fact, there may be none. Cam Ward would be in a good situation in Tennessee for him. Eventually, they'll have to start winning, but in the immediate future, man, I don't know. There'd be a lot, like if I was a number one pick, do I want to go to a franchise? Do I want all the cameras? Do I want all the attention? I just kind of like want to do my job and not have too much, like I want to figure it out before that. I want to like know what I'm doing. I remember the first day I ever waited tables. I just wanted to be left alone, which is impossible because you're interacting with people. But you know, the other like servers are like, how's he doing? Just leave me alone. Let me figure it out. I want that room to roam. Number two. It's going to be Geno Smith. Bartometer thought about putting Cam Ward here, actually. But Geno Smith is reunited with Pete Carroll. That's big. And Geno Smith gets the ear of Tom Brady, which is not bad either. Now, Geno Smith is a little bit older than many of the quarterbacks that we have talked about. He is 34, I guess, outside of Russ. But, like, NFL body-wise, there were about 6 years where he didn't play. Remember when he won Comeback Player of the Year? It wasn't because he came back from anything. It was just because of, like, oh, you remember Geno Smith? Yeah, he, like, might be, he's back, and he might be, like, good, maybe? So that's how he got Comeback Player of the Year. So he's 34 in human years, but he doesn't have the wear and tear of a 30-year-old quarterback, 34-year-old quarterback. So Geno Smith, I think, heading in a good situation. How will the Raiders be? We'll find out. If they're bad, there's so many different things we can blame before we get to Geno. And if they're good, we're going to give a lot of credit to Geno. Not a bad situation. Number one. Best situation for a new starting quarterback. I'm going J.J. McCarthy. He's stepping into a good team. We all know they're not going to win 14 games again. The caveat is, does Aaron Rodgers come here? The answer is no. Or he would already be there. J.J. McCarthy is going to be set up to succeed. If he fails, he fails. But he will have the backing of a quarterback-minded coach. He will have an organization that has put in the equity. They want to make this work. He's got plenty of talent around him. J.J. McCarthy already being with this team. He's the only one of these guys that have been with this team. But now he gets to start. So maybe a bit unfair, but I also think not a lot of people might agree that J.J. McCarthy should be one on this list. But the Bartometer, that's what it is speaking. So, best situations for new quarterbacks. Number 1,006, Daniel Jones. Number 8, Kenny Pickett on the Browns. Number 7, Mason Rudolph back to Pittsburgh. Number 6, Mr. Unlimited to the Giants. Number 5, Justin Fields to the Jets. Number 4, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks. Number 3, presuming Cam Ward to Tennessee. Number 2, Geno Smith to the Raiders. And number 1 is J.J. McCarthy to the Minnesota Vikings. Bartometer, great work as always. We bow to you, our AI overlord. Oh, as a show, I think we're going to be out on AI again.
Explain.
We're going to be out on AI. I've been using AI a little bit to help me with like show prep. But this coach from Maryland, and we'll have more details on him coming up, Kevin Willard. There was a soundbite that I saw about him talking about, you know, we know it's been a distraction. I've told the kids I'm interested in this Villanova job. And I looked at it, I go, why would he say this? And I haven't seen him say this anywhere else. And the video, you still can't, it's AI. Because he did not say it. But you cannot tell. The AI is so good. It's him at the podium. His lips are moving. It sounds like him. You cannot tell it's AI. It is AI. And I almost got duped.
Bart Winkler, the enemy of all AI.
I finally just looked into it 5 minutes before the show. And I go, I can't play this. This is AI. This is AI. And I do fear that we're going to be I'm back to worried about AI. I'm worried about there'll be a deep fake of a world leader saying something they didn't say. Oh no, now we're fighting. I'm worried that you're going to be able to your grandma's going to get a phone call that it sounds exactly like you. Help me, grandma. It's me. I'm worried about that kind of stuff. I'm worried that people that haven't even thought about it now have that idea because I just put it in their head. But I am worried about AI. Anyway, Bartometer is on Bartificial Intelligence, BI. And not artificial intelligence, of course, being AI. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll get you an update on the Sweet 16 games and a wild game in Chicago tonight in the NBA to tell you about that and much more coming up on the Bart Winkler Show. I'm bigger than no man I've ever met.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. A crazy finish in Chicago tonight at the United Center between the Bulls and the Lakers. We will have that for you in just a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. An update on March Madness, which is resuming. The women's tournament back with their Sweet 16. That is tomorrow. And I think there's some games during the day. When's the first game? Yeah. Duke and UNC play at 2:30 Eastern. They do it better. Although that's the issue. Would you rather have games during the day? Because you can watch every game if you want. On a Friday, Duke UNC, South Carolina, Maryland, LSU NC State, Mississippi or Ole Miss, and UCLA. So I'll give you the times Eastern, 2:30, 5, 7:30. 10. So you can watch every game. Right now, we got to do the two TVs. I don't know. But then they're all in prime time. So, I mean, that's obviously why they do it. I kind of just sit around all day waiting to go to work. So I don't mind when there's sports on during the day. Actually, it makes my life a lot easier. The games that we had already... Alabama hit an NCAA tournament record 25 threes in their game against BYU to win by 25 points. They scored 113 points. My God. 113 to 88. BYU already a high-flying, quick face, pass-based. You know what I'm trying to say. They're fast. 88's a lot of points. They also gave up 113. So Alabama moves on. And they will take on the winner of Arizona Duke. And Nate Oates has already said, we got to be better against Duke. And that was right after the game. So he's expecting to face Duke. Duke is up 56 to 47. 3 minutes have gone by in the second. So it was tight. And then Duke hit some shots at the end of the first. And now they got a 7-point lead. And I did my math wrong. And that's 9. And now they're actually up 11. I'll get there when it comes to my math. So Duke right now, 11 points up on Arizona. Winner of this game takes on Alabama. Florida beat Maryland, and Maryland's become a story the last couple of weeks because Kevin Willard, their head coach, just started blasting everything about the program. Well, we can't stay in New York extra. We don't have enough NIL money. I'm trying to negotiate with the athletic director, but he left to go to SMU. And then he was asked further follow-up questions about it as the game got closer, and then he's just like deflecting. He was asked about his future tonight. He said, I don't know what I'm doing. Because if not Maryland, Villanova's been sniffing around the trail. And they need a coach. And he could go coach there. I love College Park. I love Maryland. But this is going to be a family decision. Interesting. So we'll find out what happens. I would think Power Four school, Maryland, good. I mean, they are a good basketball program. Historically, they've had success. And it's not like they've sucked the last 20 years. They haven't. Is that better than Villanova? Villanova's won more recently. I don't look at the Big East as the same level. Once again, I will say it with all due. So we'll find out. We'll probably find out by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning that he's off to Villanova. Just kind of let the kids all, you know, be sad. And once that last kid gets out of the locker room. All right. Mr. Agent Man, make the call. It's tough because it kind of soured the Sweet 16 run for Maryland. It kind of ruined it. But it's also the nature of the beast. And the same thing happens in professional sports. So this isn't just a college sports thing. How many times do we see coordinators maybe miss out on job interview opportunities or get passed over because they are coaching their team in the playoff? And they're almost like satisfied when they lose because then they can get out of there and you know, go coach. Otherwise, you're going to have to like get hired and still coach, as in the case of Kellen Moore. We knew he was going to the Saints. He coached in the Super Bowl. But some guys, it's like, I don't know when to squeeze in my interview. Is it taking away from the task at hand? And it's tough because college, like, I think the transfer portal comes at a stupid time. You shouldn't be able to. The transfer portal should not open at all until after all of the tournament action is done. But it opened on Monday, and then 700 kids got into it right away. But coaching, I mean, these universities have the ability to hire and fire whenever they please. So if you've got the opportunity to make more money and maybe go to a dream situation, what are you supposed to do? The other game that is in action right now, we have Arkansas and Texas Tech. Arkansas with John Calipari. I feel smart about this because they were the one team that I had doing anything. I thought they'd beat St. John's. I didn't take them to beat Texas Tech, though. So the lone double-digit team remaining right now has an 11-point lead as we just got into the second half over Texas Tech. 44-33. Those are the games in action right now. There's other basketball happening tonight. The NBA is in action. And quite a finish between the Bulls and the Lakers. So let's go to the fourth quarter. I'm going to find the largest gap of the score at that time. Because the Bulls went kind of crazy there. So it's 115-110. The Bulls are losing 115-110. Austin Reeves made a couple of free throws. You're up five points with 12 seconds. Typically, you feel okay. But Patrick Williams knocked down a three with 10.1 on the clock. Oh, okay. Well, now it's 115-113. So what happens is, the Lakers have the ball again. You just pass it in bounds, and then they'll foul you. And so LeBron actually made the pass. And LeBron, quick aside, I've not really been talking about LeBron because I don't want to. Are you better served? Ask yourself this. Are you better served if I spend 30 minutes on LeBron James versus Stephen A. Smith? Am I better served? I don't think it's good for anybody. So we move on. But he has had a busy 48 hours. So he makes the pass. Josh Giddey steals it, throws it over to Coby White. All of a sudden, the Bulls are up 116 to 115 with 6 seconds on the clock. So there were 12.1 seconds on the clock, and the Bulls were down five. And now there are 6 seconds on the clock, and the Bulls are up one. Austin Reeves, with 3.1 seconds to go, then makes a layup. And so that's got to be it, right? Tick, 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 tick. Bulls don't have a timeout. They can't advance. Lakers 117 to 116. Well, it's already been going insane. So things might as well get even more insane. This courtesy of CHSN.
Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddey for the win. Go!
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby. Australia, Sydney, or Melbourne. Paul Hogan and somebody had Crocodile Dundee.
Vegemite sandwich. Men at work. Adam Amin, Stacey King, Chicago Sports Network. How about that? Pretty crazy stuff in the NBA tonight. And the Bulls get the win, 119 to 117. Another NBA note is, guess what? Guess what's going to change again? The All-Star Game. They are going to do away with the little round robin tournament. They have said that in 2026, they are going to try something different. It is all but guaranteed, in my humble opinion, to be USA versus the world as the rights move to NBC. The game's going to be on in the afternoon, sandwiched in between Olympic coverage for the Winter Olympics. They will obviously do some sort of international competition. Why did we even do this stupid round robin to begin with? Well, because Adam Silver nearly cried when a team scored 200 points.
And to the Eastern Conference All-Stars, you scored the most points. Well, congratulations.
I know I play that clip a lot, but my God, it bugs me so much. I don't want to say spineless, but Adam Silver, man, I think there's just too much emotion running through Adam Silver to be the best commissioner that he can be. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We will hear from you, and then want to take a look at some of these other quarterback options, especially with Cleveland. Over-under win totals have come out in the NFL. That's always that'll always knock out two segments of radio. So I got that planned for you. I'm very excited. Right now, an update from Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. You can be a part of it. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. A lot of baseball today. I'm trying to keep up with everything going on in baseball. As we've got basketball games that we're watching, we've got the Sweet 16 where Duke is beginning to pull away a little bit more. 72-56, 10 minutes to go. Arkansas with a 10-point lead over Texas Tech with 14 minutes to go. Make it a 12-point lead as the only double-digit seeded team left could be advancing. If they get the win here tonight, we'll find out. Got a baseball game in. I did watch most of Yankees Brewers. Great to see Joe Buck on the call. Devin Williams comes in against his old team, loads the bases, and then eventually gets out of it. The Orioles, 12-2 over the Blue Jays. What were some other interesting games of note? Josh Hader gets Juan Soto as the final strikeout to seal the Astros win over the Mets, 3-1. Padres Braves, a good opening series. Padres get their first win, 7-4. Dodgers stay undefeated at 3-0, but they win 5-4 over the Tigers. The White Sox were terrible last year. Absolutely garbage. They're 1-0. They beat the Angels. How bad do you have to be to, when you play the worst team in the league last year that won 40-some games, they had to put a position player on the mound? And not only that, it was a guy that came to them from the White Sox. Nicky Lopez. So, Angels, very bad start to the season for them. There are some games in action right now as we wrap up the evening. The Cubs are in action against Arizona. Cubs are up 7-3 in the fifth. The A's, not in Sacramento yet, but the A's, they're in Seattle, and it's the seventh inning, and they're up 1-0. Let's go to Chris, who is in South Carolina. Again, the phone number, 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Bart?
What's up, Chris? Good. How are you?
I was fine when I called in, but then you threw me 15 different things to talk about. So,
well, how about do your best? Pick your best seven and go from there. What's up?
Oakland, I'm not. You're right. I'm not from Oakland. I've never been to Western California. I think Oakland kind of failed their sports teams. You can comment on that. I'm going to go right down the list here. You made me take notes, Bart. I haven't taken notes since I was in college. I didn't take notes then either.
We're close to the end of the hour, but if you can rip it all, if whatever you've written down, if you can rip through it in 90 seconds, I'll give it to you.
Jalen Hurts is a lot like the quarterback from Pittsburgh. I can't read my own writing. Jalen Hurts is a lot like the guy that just went to the Jets.
Justin Fields?
Justin Fields is a lot like Jalen Hurts. You said you're a waiter. Not everyone can be a waiter.
It sucks.
It's difficult. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. And I'll leave you with this. Everybody knows that AI, I mean, you saw the Terminator movies. It's going to end. We're going to get taken over by the machines. Everybody knows that. Bing. Thank you very much. Good night, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. All right, Chris. Yeah, you had a lot to get in there. I will still disagree about... I mean, I'm just going to be very pro-Oakland anytime that we talk Oakland, because they had a terrible manager of the Raiders. They moved to Vegas. John Fisher, I think, is one of the biggest scums to ever be involved in sports. The waiter thing... I said it's terrible. I mean, it's not terrible. It is hard. I don't think everyone can do it. I did it for a year and a half. I did it. I wouldn't mind doing it again for a little bit, but I don't. But some people, that is their life. They're a waiter. They're a waiter. They're a bartender. You know, that's the job they have. And I don't think. I think they need to be overall, everybody needs to do it. Everybody needs to do it. You don't always get good service. And so you shouldn't throw money at people as a tip if you get bad service. But just because you got bad service doesn't mean that's how they always act. It could just be terrible luck of the draw, something happened in the kitchen. You know, it's just there's so many things that are a part of it. And then, you know, why do we tip? It's because they're making $3 an hour. I don't know. Some of these jobs that I've done, like I've worked in a call center where you get people that just, they call up and scream at you. There are some jobs, for whatever reason, where we as a society have found it okay to take all of the things that have upset us in our life and funnel them into this person. Like, when you get bad service, sometimes you get bad service. And, you know, it's not great. Somebody was bad at their job. It's not great. But rarely does, when service is bad, rarely does the bad service meet the reaction that I've seen a lot of people give. And quite frankly, that some people gave me. Okay, I don't know how good I was. The thing that really chapped me, and some people are different about this, I wore a name tag, but I never like said, hi, my name is Bart. I didn't like when people called me by my name. Here, I don't care, but it was a different dynamic. Also, I always wrote orders down. The waiters that don't do that, like, you're not going to get a bigger tip. Just write the order down. Anyway, I got a lot more to talk about the world of waiting. We'll get into that in hour number 5 tonight. And then on my podcast, Waiting to Exhale. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.